Thank you for coming in. My name is Chris Hepburn, and I'll be moderating this evening. We're here to talk about your blogging habits. So without further ado, let's get started. Please tell me your name and your household setup.
Hi, my name is Rose, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I live with my husband and my 2-year-old daughter, Olivia.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm in IT. I have a dog named Lorenzo, and I live with my girlfriend.
I'm Josh, and I'm a sous chef. I have 2 roommates and a row home a few blocks from here.
Great. Thanks, everyone, for coming. So you've all completed a homework assignment about your blogs. Can you describe them?
Sure. I'll go first. Right now, I blog about my experiences as a new mother. This is all new to me, and it is a great outlet to calm my nerves and also keep my family up to date about Olivia.
So this is a recent undertaking.
Yes, I always like reading blogs and wanted to start my own. I also take tons of pictures of Olivia, so this is a good place for me to organize them. With the blog, I can see when Olivia was a baby or when I was pregnant and what we were going through then. I also think it will be valuable to her when she grows up and wants to see what she was like. But for me, it's mostly a creative outlet.
Why is that?
Well, because when I stopped working, I was isolated to the mommy world, and I needed to have my own voice that was geared towards adults.
Great. How about you? What type of blogging do you participate in?
I run a travel blog. My goal is to go to 2 different countries a year and fill up my passport.
So why blog about this?
Because the experience is fleeting, and as Rose said, I want my friends and family to know what's going on and where I am. In some ways, it's a safety thing. But mostly it's so I can reminisce about my experience traveling up the Vietnam coast or visiting volcanoes in Scandinavia.
And do you feel like blogging is a nice way to organize your experiences?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I biked all 50 states, it allowed me to set a goal, organize the races, and track the states.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was great. I was able to participate in some charity races, too. I biked for the Arthritis Foundation and Tour to Cure, which raises money for diabetes.
How would you document this?
I used my GoPro camera. It's pretty easy to strap on and use. I do end up looking like a cyborg, but it works. For photos of myself, I ask someone after the race or use my drone.
Do you take both everywhere?
Yes, and my laptop. I do a lot of photo editing and posting while traveling, so I have a Wi-Fi card that also travels with me.
And what's your process for posting?
I saved all my files in Camera Raw because of the resolution. It eats up your storage, so I'll have to quickly delete them from my SIM card and upload the files to Dropbox. If I have time, I'll edit the photos in Photoshop and then post online. I don't write too much, so the longest process is editing the levels and getting the DPI right.
And how about you, Mark? What do you blog about?
I have MS, so after diagnosis, I started blogging about my experiences.
MS?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis. It's an autoimmune disease. It's pretty rare that it affects people when they're young. So I started the blog sort of for other people like myself who wanted to see they aren't alone, but also did it for myself so I don't go crazy.
So this is just as much for other people as it is for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good outlet for when I get frustrated. But I also like to post about the efficacy of treatments like Ocrevus, beta interferon, and Glatiramer acetate injections. It really organizes things for me and my doctors. I can see what works and what doesn't.
So let's switch to the social aspect of blogging. Would you say blogging is social or isolating?
For me, it's really social. I get a lot of feedback on my posts from other parents, and I keep the comments board active.
I would say isolating. I don't have a message board, but people can DM me through the site.
How about you?
I'm more social. I run my blog almost like a travel site for others to use. I even have ads from companies on there like REI and Patagonia.
How did you set that up?
They came to me. I think they sponsor a lot of blogs as a grassroots efforts for their brand.
That wraps everything up for this topic. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.